Good morning. A fellow minister was telling me about his mother. She was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Gradually, bit by bit, she was getting worse and closing down. At one time she could walk, but then she became unable to walk. At one time she could talk, but eventually she couldn't talk. At one time she could think for herself, but she became increasingly dependent. It is sad for the person themselves, and it's very hard for the family to watch things getting worse. Then he surprised me. He said, "Do you know what was the last thing to go?" He said, "Her laugh." His mother had always had a very strong, distinctive belly laugh. You could pick her out in a crowd. Now, even at the point of death, she still retained her belly laugh. He said, "When she laughed, she was like an outburst of joyous sunlight. When she laughed, it took 20 years off her. She was young again. For a brief moment, it more than compensated for all her other deficiencies." Hey, what are we all but little fleeting rays of sunshine? The minister also stirred my imagination when he went on to say, "At the heart of the universe is a cosmic laugh, a cosmic laugh." God must have some sense of humour when you look around at his world. God is the source of all happiness. When he was on earth, Jesus had a fantastic sense of humour. Camels trying to limbo dance through the eye of needles comes to mind. No wonder the Bible records that common people heard him gladly. And when the saints go marching into heaven, singing the great Hallelujah chorus, with all their trials and tribulations behind them, then it must be some party. The minister's mother has now sadly passed away, but is very happily settled in her new life, enjoying hearty belly laughs with the cosmic laugh himself.